So many people really hyper focus on the word or the feeling of enough, like that enoughness. Do I have enough? Am I enough? Have I done enough? What is enough? Am I enough as a person? Do I have enough in terms of resources and everything that I need to sustain me, right? And it's interesting because if you're listening to this, chances are you're really interested in like everything witchy, working with the moon and astrology and tarot, which is what we do here. We're like the personal development people for witch folk. but when we think about, the Middle Ages and then the 1600s here in the what's now the United States, where there was the witchcraft hysteria, a lot of that came from lack of resources and not enough. There's not enough good weather, not enough resources for the community in terms of food and crop failure and widespread illness that was going around and taking people out left and right, and not enough in terms of knowledge and medical support and just all this not enoughness. So people are panicking, right? And then making power moves, political moves, that kind of thing. And so this word of am I enough, this energy of enoughness, I think really hits with us, if you're listening to this, in a different way than we may not have considered before. And women in particular, like, am I enough? And what does it mean to be enough? And we're going to talk about that today in terms of its relationship with money and abundance also. If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted. Welcome back in for Expedition to Soul. I'm Sarah, if you don't know, founder of the Sisters Enchanted. I'm supported here by a lovely teaching team and support team and administrative team. And so it's not just me who's here. However, it's mostly me on the podcast. So welcome if you're new. We're talking about enough today. Now, I am super interested in issues involving women and how we show up in the world. It's one of the things that I studied many moons ago in college and have always been really curious about women in poverty in particular is one of the things I really dove into. And this story of enough and how do we feel like, secure and safe in our enoughness and that we have enough resources or that there will always be more available to us. And what I see so much in the metaphysical community and the world of witchery as it is now with these like entanglements with manifestation and law of attraction, which really having a personal practice in witchery is can be very separate from that, but how we see it portrayed and how we learn it is very entangled with manifestation and law of attraction, which I think is, that's fine. Do what you will. But with that comes this almost desperation to be certain that there is enough. There's going to be enough money. We're making the right choices. We are enough. We've done enough. We've said enough. We've worked enough. We've shown up for our families enough. We look good enough. How many times can I say that word on this episode today? But this like fixation on enoughness, I think it really keeps us in a tight, constricted scarcity energy with the way that we put different associations with this idea of being enough, right? So it makes us want to do more to sort of prove our worth, to be validated in our worth. And then we're always looking for the evidence of that things are going to be okay, right? Like everything's taken care of. Then we try to control everything. So when it comes to this idea of being enough and having enough resources, we also have very real things in our life that remind us that it is something to keep top of mind. Like if we don't have enough money, how do we pay the bills? What happens to our electricity? Our food on our table, our kids one day, what happens with them or our aging relatives who need caring for? If we don't do the job that we're paid to do at work, then what happens to our job, right? So there are these definite real world elements to to measuring sort of our resources and how safe we are. I think where we fall short is this tying our worth to the enough. So if you fall short in some area, it doesn't mean you aren't enough. It doesn't mean that you didn't do enough. Things happen. Life happens. There are circumstances outside of our control. And where we can really start to shrink our energy and fall into this place where we start to just get more and more like lack energy in our way, or more negative energy, is when we decide that because we weren't enough, we don't have enough. And that is where I think that we can really rise as people and as these like energetic beings that we are, to switch our thinking from, oh, well, I'm not enough if I don't have enough, to I'm always enough. I'm always enough, no matter what choices I've made, no matter what resources I have available to me, I am still enough. And when you decide I am still enough, I am always enough, that's when you start to open your mind to seeing opportunities and ways forward you didn't see before. And so, you know, there was a time in my life when I was deep in medical debt, and it definitely made me like the treatment that I would get from some doctors. And even today, so today I don't have traditional health insurance, and I just had like a minor little procedure thing done. But instantly, it's like this, I'll fill out these forms to get it paid for through some program or something. And like, I can really start to feel like, oh man, what do they think of me? Do they think I don't do enough, that I'm not enough, that I haven't shown up enough? When the reality is, this is a very just real financial choice that I've made. And I have enough resources to pay for the thing that I want to get done. But even knowing that logically, my energy instantly is like, oh gosh, they don't think I'm enough. Or, oh gosh, what judgment calls are they making about me right now? And so we can do that when we're in these circumstances where we find like, oh, well, I'm different. I am doing something different. They think I'm different. Someone's thinking I'm not enough. And so really bringing back to your heart center and your energy centers, your chakras, through all of them, just run it through all seven chakras. I am enough in my root. I'm enough in my sacral. I'm enough in my solar plexus. I'm enough in my heart. I'm enough in my throat. I'm enough in my third eye. I'm enough in my crown. No matter what the circumstance is, and remind yourself that you are enough, that you showing up and asking for what you need, you advocating for yourself, that's enough. You coming, like pulling out your bank statements, starting to get comfy, cozy with them, you showing up at work, like everything is, you are innately enough, and not tying the actions and then the results of our actions to the enoughness. And I think that can help us to calm ourselves down when it comes to the micromanaging and the control that we do around fixating on what's going to happen if I don't do certain things. And then we just feel bad. And when we feel bad, we really are not open to creativity. We're not open to ideating possibilities forward. That's one of the things we teach in our Holistic Witchery program. We teach this 5-eye spiral. And if you're thinking like, oh man, I didn't do enough, or I'm broken, bad, wrong because I have debt, or because I bought this thing and I didn't use it, I forgot to return it on time. You know, there I go again, buying the thing I'm not supposed to be buying, and now I feel bad about myself for it. When we get in that energy, then that's the feeling we're leading with. That's the feeling you're then choosing to lead with. So then you take more actions that align with that feeling. And then you just, instead of doing productive shadow work, you wallow in the why did I do this again energy. And then you're like, never again. But because you've led with this constricted, I suck energy, then that's really what you're dreaming more of for yourself. Like in your energy, you're looking for more evidence of that. And you're going to keep creating more of that in your life. So instead of saying like, I feel like I'm enough today. I feel like I see this thing I purchased. I'm still enough, even though I bought it, even though I forgot to return it, even though I ate a tray of cookies. I wasn't going to do it. I'm still enough. And then when you're enough, that's when you can say, okay, now what does a person who's enough do next? And then you can kind of move through with leading with that energy. So I kind of word vomited here, a lot of stream of consciousness, but I do think that, you know, we are really, it's put into us. What does enough look like? Like doing, managing everything, controlling everything, not crying when things go wrong, not speaking up too much, but speaking up just enough, being able to have money to pay for things, but don't look like a rich person because rich people are bad. This idea of being enough, it's just really tied to all this external stuff. And like I said, it's really curious for us as people who align with the word witch or witchery practices that really it was, you know, a scarcity, a confusing, like lack of education, lack of science, lack of knowing, lack of resources, bad weather, bad health that brought the witch, like the big witch hunts and accusations to people who are not witches. They're just people, right? Like not like us today as walking around as witches, and brought that upon them. And it was really this lack of lack. It was just lack of everything. And so, and then people looking for power to control the lack, right? Like then now we're going to put this, this one religion in power to control the lack, control the outcomes, control what people, you know, like how we provide resources to people. And sometimes that's needed, like in a world of lots of people, you know, we do need structure and order. Don't get me wrong. I do believe in structure and order. But when it comes to the witch hysteria, this is really part of what happened. I'm trivializing some of this here and, you know, broad strokes, this is what happened. So think about that. Like that enough energy is so ingrained in us to be enough. Don't be too much. And am I enough? And do I have enough? And it's really, really hard lined into our energy. And we've got to look at where it's coming from generationally, societally, and then look around us and understand, you know, the world we live in. If you have access to this podcast and you're listening to it right now, there's a very good chance that you have access to resources right now, no matter what your circumstance is, that you can go get what you need from somebody if you have the technology to be listening to this right now. And so we can tap into that and remember that you were born enough. You are innately enough. It's a whole other thing that we can do is when we see people who don't think they're enough or people who really don't have enough in the world and different things happening in the world. And then we take it upon our energy to be the power bank for that, which is also not helpful. And that's a whole discussion for another day. But managing your enough is important. And from there, this is where you start to cultivate more money awareness, more financial abundance. And it's through that that you can help other people who truly need it, not through just bearing the weight of other people's enoughness and draining your own power source along the way. All right, a lot to think of with the word enough here. I said it enough times. All right, if you want to dive into these money stories and energy and your chakras and really digging out money stories and abundance stories, because when I ask people what they think of the word money versus abundance, abundance feels beautiful and free and flowy, and money feels anxiety producing and hard and like you have to work hard to have it. You can't let go of it. And so money and abundance, there's a definite disconnect between how we look at those words and what do we do when we put that abundance energy onto money. And we're going to talk about that in this upcoming free class that starts May 20th. It's called Mend Your Money Stories, Conjure Abundance. We're hosting it in celebration of our Holistic Witchery program, which is about to start its Conjuring Abundance unit. So Holistic Witchery is taught in 3 units, Astrology Fundamentals, the Witchery and 5i Thoughtwork portion, and the Conjuring Abundance portion. And we're kicking that off in June. So to celebrate, we're hosting this free 4-day event. We'd love to have you there. Totally free for you to join. What you got to lose? Check it out. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening into this week's podcast or today's podcast. I'll see you on the next one. And I hope to see you in our event coming up. You are enough. Don't forget it. Until next time, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead. If you love the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. That helps us to get the word out about all we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted. Thanks for being part of our community, and we'll see you in the next episode.